Promoters labeled it the fight of the century. World heavyweight champion George Foreman against former champ Muhammad Ali. Foreman was favored to win. He was younger, 26 years old. He had won all 40 of his last 40 fights, 37 of them by knockouts. And Foreman came into the fight at a proper weight. Ali was 32, 9 years older than Foreman. He had lost his last fight, and he was overweight. The scene of the fight was Zaire, Africa. The time there, 4 o'clock in the morning. Here in Minnesota, it was 9 p.m., and prior to the fight, we visited the Minneapolis Auditorium to talk with the fans.
Well, I gotta go with Foreman.
Why?
Hey, he throws a good punch. Third round.
Think Muhammad's getting too old to fight?
He's too heavy. Too heavy.
What about you all? Do you have any prediction as to who's going to win?
He's going
to
take him.
Why do you think that?
He's got the speed and the agility. Foreman's just going to be looping and swooping, and Ali's going to be dodging and riding.
Right.
What about you? Who do you think's going to win tonight?
Ali.
Why?
He's a lot smarter in the ring.
Well, I hear Foreman hits awful hard.
That don't mean nothing. Clay, I didn't go inside him, go on top and go all over him.
Well, I want, what's his name? Foreman, yes. But she's taking Ali.
Why?
Because I hope he gets beat.
What don't you like about Ali?
He's got a big mouth.
There's only one person going to win, Ali.
Why?
Why? He's the best.
What can he do better than Foreman can?
He's got the experience.
And experience is going to determine this fight.
Oh, yeah, easy. Oh, yeah.
If he loses, are you going to lose?
That'd be telling.
If I'm going to bet my money, I'd bet it on Foreman, but I hope Ali do.
Why?
Boxing's dead if he don't.
The tickets for the closed-circuit television fight were high. Though the auditorium was only 60% full, the auditorium's ticket office had run out of all but the $15 tickets. Inside, the crowd was noisy. There were scores of boos and yays. The loudest yays came when Ali first appeared on the screen, and later when the pro-Ali crowd saw their man win the fight. The loudest boos came when the closed-circuit television malfunctioned, and when the announcer told the crowd that the DFL candidate Chester Duerta was present. Duerta is running for Hennepin County Attorney. Finally, the fight began. It was about even throughout between Ali and Foreman. But the big round was the eighth. Foreman appeared to be winning the round when suddenly Ali lashed out with a left and a right, and it was all over. Referee Zach Clayton counted Foreman out. The crowd in Zaire and the crowd in Minneapolis went wild.
Oh, I knew it going to win all along. My man is bad.
He is bad plus. He is bad plus. He is together.
Foreman was just humidity, man. Humidity came through, and also the temperature. And it came through on Ali's favor. He let him just be in punch, man. Ali just let Foreman throw all of his punches right on him, right on him. He had his gloves up. It just came through. And Ali just took him, and then Ali just waited for his chance and came through. Foreman fought a dumb fight.
Are you pleased with this fight?
Extremely so.
The man you want to win, win?
Indubitably.
How about you? Are you pleased with this fight?
Oh, was I ever.
Oh,
kicked his ass.
How about you? Are you pleased with this fight?
Hey, man. Dynamite, Jack.
Yeah, I was.
Were you for Muhammad Ali?
I picked Ali.
I picked the other guy for him. I always pick losers.
I guess you all were pleased with the outcome of this fight.
You better believe it.
Yeah, I got 270 coming. No, I'm waiting.
Definitely. It was real good.
That was the greatest event of my lifetime. Muhammad Ali win that title back and shot a lot of mouths.
Ali says yesterday he fought his last fight. Some say it was a great day for boxing. Others said it was a great day for black people. All would have to say it was a great day for Muhammad Ali. This is Sam Ford.